May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Well, Simon Marks is following this story from Washington and joins us now live. Good afternoon to you, Simon, or good morning, where you are now. Of course, everyone's looking at James Comey. He's now said that he's not going to testify next week. When do you think we will get to hear his side of the story?
Well, look, that's the big question here, Kamali, because clearly James Comey can provide his own answers and his own context to the circumstances that led up to his firing. And he may confirm what President Trump said in that interview with Fox News and what Sean Spicer has been saying over the last couple of days, or he may offer, as he appears to be offering to reporters through surrogates, a very different narrative indeed. We know that James Comey was invited to testify in closed session, in other words, off camera, not in public, to members of Congress next week, and he declined that invitation. But people close to James Comey are telling reporters that what he wants is to appear in Congress, but to appear in public. In other words, he doesn't want there to be any distinction between what he says behind closed doors to members of the Senate Intelligence Committee and the message that the public gets to hear. So that would suggest that James Comey is eager to talk, has a story to tell, and is preparing to offer it up into the public domain. And if that is accurate reporting, that gives the White House a greater reason to worry this weekend.
Absolutely. And talking about talking behind closed doors, Simon, let's try and elucidate, if you can, this tweet from President Trump about the tapes. And they're in inverted commas, of course, saying that Comey doesn't want there to be any recorded of their conversations. Now, why is that so significant? Of course, this harks back to Nixon and those tapes that did for him.
Exactly. The significance of taping in the White House clearly has historic echoes, Kamali. I mean, obviously, anybody that remembers or has studied the Watergate scandal from 1972, 1973, it was the disclosure that Richard Nixon was privately taping conversations in the Oval Office that ultimately led to his downfall. So, first of all, you've got the historic echoes with a former president who, up until now, is the only American president who has ever happened to resign. But the other reason why it's significant is because of the law. If any tapes exist, they can be subpoenaed. In other words, the president can be legally forced to hand them over to investigators. And so you've already seen action by Democrats in Congress who have sent a letter to the White House demanding that any tapes be handed over if they exist. That doesn't rise to the level of a legal subpoena, but it would be it would create a situation in which the president is in jeopardy, if those tapes exist, of being required to hand them over. And of course, it is beyond curious that the White House won't answer with a simple yes or no the question as to whether President Trump is actively recording his conversations.
Just another incredible turn of events. And finally then, Simon, what's the future on these White House press briefings? There was a suggestion a couple days ago that they're going to be canned entirely.
Well, in that interview with Fox News that we just played a snippet from, and it's worth making the point that he was speaking to an old friend of his in that interview, Judge Jean Pirro. She's not an objective television host in any way. He went further than he went on Twitter a few hours ago, and he actually seemed to suggest that he's thinking of replacing the daily White House briefing with some kind of personal appearance on a regular basis, maybe every week, maybe every couple of weeks. He appeared to suggest that he has run out of patience with a situation in which other people are telling reporters what is going on in his administration. Maybe, he said, I should just do it myself. And pointedly, he would not answer the question clearly about whether he plans to keep White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer in his position. So watch this space. There could be big changes coming.
Okay, Simon in Washington, thank you.